so. Somebody has written in and wanted a little bit of clarification about yesterday, about, you know, the situation with your boss and about working with other people who may criticize you and so on. Okay? And so I was saying yesterday that you ask yourself what's really important in your life. And if your Dharma priorities are the most important thing, then you say, well, how does somebody's praise or somebody's criticism help me attain my Dharma goal or interfere with my Dharma goal? And you'll find that somebody else's praise or criticism, unless it's, you know, your Dharma teacher or the Buddha or somebody, you know, like that, that you really respect, you know, that's guiding you, then, you know, ordinary beings' praise and criticism, it's not going to affect what is most important for you in your life. And so when you realize that, then your mind calms down. Okay? When your mind calms down, then you can look at the situation and your boss criticized you, somebody else criticized you, but your mind's calmed, you can look at the situation and say, okay, well, is there some valid criticism here? Maybe I made a mistake in which I need to, you know, apologize, or I need to make amends, or I need to do what I said what I was going to do. Or maybe we look at it calmly and we see, no, the other person made a mistake. They have wrong information, or, you know, kind of there's some mix-up somewhere. Well, then again, no need to go get upset. You just go and talk to the person and work it out. So what we're doing with the Dharma is we're working on how to keep our own mind calm. And then with a calm mind, we look at the situation and see what the best thing to do is. Okay? So I wanted to make that very clear. When we're saying, well, you know, the boss's praise, the boss's criticism doesn't affect my long-term goals, that doesn't mean that you just throw the criticism out the window and say, well, you know, that, you know, it doesn't affect my long-term goals, so I don't even need to respond to it. No, he's a sentient being or she's a sentient being. They're suffering, okay? Because, and something needs to be done to work the situation out. But you do that with a calm mind. Okay, so that's the point that we're getting at. That all these are methods to help us work with our mind. They're not necessarily telling us what to do in the situation. We have to figure out what to do by using our own common sense. Okay?